so often, just when I'm alone. I can't help the longing I'll feel when he moans. He's a jag, he's a jag, a jag you are.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here this evening. I am broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona, where I am about to attend the UFO Congress tomorrow and hopefully chat with Bob Dean, who is also going to be attending. And neither one of us are speakers, but we're going to have a lot of fun just meeting people and also catching up with whatever is going on with Bob Dean. I'm going to try to ply him with some Jack Daniels and get some new information and see if there's anything left in that amazing brain of his that he can share with the public. So that should be a lot of fun. And tonight we have a very special guest, Marcia Schaefer from Beyond Zebra. And Marcia has been on my radio show before. She's also been at my Awake and Aware conference. And if you did see that she was listed for tonight, you would have seen the links to her site, Beyond Zebra. I believe it's beyondzebra.com, and she can clarify that. And then she also has, as I said, been at my Awake and Aware conference speaking in 2011 and also in 2009. And both of those speeches are available on projectcamelot.org. So if you go to the Project Camelot library and you you use the drop-down menu. So, Marcia, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, Carrie, and welcome to Phoenix.
Thank you. I just ate dinner, you know, sort of a rush dinner, but it was very nice in the hotel I'm staying, and I was able to watch the lovely sunset that I think is something you probably see regularly in Phoenix with the palm trees and just the beautiful desert. Sort
My
of
dear friend,
landscape.
We see a lot of sun here, let me assure you. We see nothing but sun. When we have a cloudy or rainy day, people call into work and stay home. They get so excited.
Exactly. Well, anyway, it's a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be like 80 degrees tomorrow, which is great in the middle of winter.
Yeah, this is our wonderful time of year, so you couldn't have timed it any better to be here. So I have a good time while you're here and enjoy it.
I will. I think I'm going to lay around the pool and just do nothing. No.
That's my idea of a conference. There you go.
Exactly. So, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get away with that for very long. But I may try to sneak away and get a little bit of time. God, vacation. Yes, that's a lovely idea. Anyway, but to get to the matter at hand, first of all, I want to say that we have a chat room. And for the people listening, you should all go to projectcamelot.org or projectcamelotportal.com. It's all the same place. And just scroll down to the Cheetah Radio icon. That's where you can click to listen to American Freedom Radio. I assume you're listening if you're hearing this. But the other thing is there's a link there for the chat room. And we do have an ongoing chat every time where people can ask questions. And I do try to answer them from time to time, if at all possible. We also have a call-in number for the radio station, which is on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, their website. And I don't have it in front of me. Well, yes, I do. It's 218-339-8525. And it looks like maybe I haven't actually, I don't know if that's the right number, but maybe it is. Anyway, if it's on the website, then you should call that number. All I'm saying is that I didn't actually set this up with the guy, the engineer who's very, very great and very tolerant, running my show behind the scenes here. But we'll sort that out at the break. So at any rate, Marcia, you know, I just want people to know that you are a very unique individual and your approach is quite unusual to the work you do. And I would like you to describe it yourself because although I could do it, I think you'd do a better job.
Happy to do so. I'm actually exactly what you said. I'm an unusual consultant. Sometimes I actually call myself a kick in the ass specialist for people. What I do is that I get people in touch with their soul purpose and why they are here, what their purpose is, and use my abilities in that regard. But then I also kick on the other side and use my business expertise as a former executive, entrepreneur, MBA background, consultant, and help them reposition so that they can be humanitarian pioneers. Some people get confused in what I do, and they think I do psychic readings, and I go about it very, very differently. Though I do use my abilities to find out information, get people in touch with themselves, I'm not a classic psychic, and I don't really believe in that type of approach. I believe people need to be empowered and going within themselves, not externally to other people. So I help them turn on their own awareness switches inside and guide them gently in that process. But the most important thing to me is that it's really all about action. I personally feel that we have a tremendous responsibility being alive today, have a social responsibility, not just to ourselves, but to our species at large, and that I get people involved in how they can make a difference, whether it's in a small, tiny corner of their own world or on a larger capacity. I work with people in all kinds of skills, talents, and capacities, from people who are raising children to people who are executives of some very evolved firms. But I geared everybody up for the 21st century, the unique nature of the land in which we live right now. The landscape right now is different than it's ever been before. And part of that has to do with advances that we've had in science and technology and our ability to understand the world at large. And I say we should take advantage of that, and we need to use those tools to help us to navigate forward as a species. My unique perspective on this comes, as many of your audience may know, from, apart from everything I just said, that I've had experiences since I was an infant, since I was in the crib, with extraterrestrial reality. And so that's given me a very unique perspective on life, because I never have looked at us as a tiny little person in the corner. I've always looked at us as more of a participant in a larger global community, and I've seen what the capacity could be for humanity. So I pass that information on to people as it's appropriate and as they want to know more, and bring that into the mix. So I don't shy away from extraterrestrial reality, but my focus isn't just, oh, they're here, or it's UFOs or aliens or whatever. My focus is about self-empowerment and understanding who we are against the horizon of the greater reality at large in the world out there. And that is what I do.
Okay, well, very well said, I must say. I'm glad I asked you to do it rather than me. I would like you to talk a bit about your background a little more detail, because there will be plenty of people listening who haven't heard anything about you. And so if you would go down that road slightly. And then I want to veer over into this year, specifically 2012 and 2013, looking at this time, because I think a lot of people have anxiety surrounding this year, and I would like to hear your perspective. I would want you to share it with people. And then maybe if you could also take that and sort of aim it at maybe giving them guidance as to how they could position themselves in respect to this year and next year. And you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but you asked for a bunch of things. You asked for my background. You asked for my take on 2012.
I am.
What do you want to do first?
let's do your background first, just to get people situated.
My background on the professional side is that I have a master's in business I have a bachelor's degree in nursing, and I have undergraduate studies in anthropology, and I have, as an entrepreneur, a wide range of background in all kinds of types of areas of business, and as a person who spent time in the corporate world as an upper-level manager and executive, I have a wide variety of backgrounds in that area. You know, so I've covered science, I've covered research, I've covered you know, management. I've covered strategy and vision and, you know, all kinds of technical things for companies in healthcare and beyond. On a personal level, I, as I explained, I have had the extraterrestrial contact, but I also, apparently what I was not aware of growing up was that I was a very psychic kid, and I always had contact with spirits and entities trying to reach out to me. And it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I really first accepted what was going on with me with all my abilities and then learned to master it, where when I was younger, it mastered me. I never understood when I was seeing colors around people or they would change in front of me and images would come forth, or all of a sudden I'd start seeing visions of them in another place and another lifetime. And it just baffled me completely because I grew up in, you know, another generation back in the, I was born in the late 50s, and we didn't have any resources available to really guide us during that time. I always laughingly say that, you know, during the time I grew up, the only thing I had was Rod Serling's Twilight Zone to guide me, which was a heck of a master, let me tell you. So I had to figure out all this on my own because supposedly these things didn't exist. And that's what left me a little bit bewildered throughout much of my lifetime. And then something happened in my 30s, and my life began to change, and I took the time to sit down and said, I'm so tired of this controlling me and scaring me and not knowing what's going on, that just, I think, sheer psychic exhaustion turned my life around, and I decided I'm not going to be afraid of this anymore. In an instant, my life just changed, and I suddenly started having greater command of everything that was happening. I learned how to use my abilities with control. I learned that the things that I saw actually had merit and had value, and I began to understand the privilege that I had in knowing these things about people just when I walked by them or encountered them. And I began to learn that as I looked at a person's face, for me, the primary thing, I think every psychic has their own specialist, but the primary thing is I saw their soul, and I could see their soul path, I could see their reincarnation journeys, and I could see what their main issues were for this lifetime, whether it was something on a personality level for development or something they were slated to have the potential to do or where their challenges would lay. For a long time, I kept that inside of myself, and I didn't do anything with it except it gave me a wisdom in knowing how to talk to people and how to deal with people. And then I began to be prodded by a couple of people who were close to me who felt that it wasn't right that I should keep this inside, that it was something that should be shared. And when I began to launch Beyond Zebra, I realized that I really needed to bring that into the mix to have the type of company I wanted to have as a consultant. So I came right out of the closet pretty quickly when an executive in a company, I was doing some traditional consulting work as a favor for that company, a very large company everybody would know at the top of their head. I mean, there's no way you wouldn't know who this person was, but I'm not going to mention them. Person knew about me, and she turned to me and she said, it's really a shame. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, you're so damn good at what you do with this, you know, regulatory compliance and helping us navigate through these issues that we have, but it's obvious it's not where your heart is, and you really should go seek the other. And I sat down and I thought about it, and I reformatted the company very fast, and I did that. And I've never advertised, I've never gone out and sought publicity, but it's been since 1996, so it's been quite a while that I've been doing this, and people just keep finding me and finding me and finding me. And so now what I've done is I've been able to have the privilege of working in over 45 countries with people, helping them get control of their lives, turn their situations around, and see all the optimism that can be there and the potential for their life, especially during the background of what we're living in right now and how challenging it can be. And I can give them new tools and help them to really see where they can go forward. So my background has been a mix of balancing the esoteric with the professional and the academic. And for me, I've always loved the mix, and I don't think it's one over the other. I find that one side will often try to put, you know, the academics, data, statistics, facts, nose up in the air and try to prove its moral superiority over the esoteric. And there are times when they're right. There are times when you should lean towards those types of viewpoints to try to see what's going on in the world. But on the other hand, life isn't empiric. And life is not something that's going to be found. The answers aren't going to be found through statistics and data. They're going to help us to clue in on certain things, but enlightenment isn't always quantifiable. And so it's the ability to mix the two of them together that really brings us to our true power. And I believe, based on my extraterrestrial experiences, that that's part of the unique aspect of the human experience and why we're such interesting beings to these other creatures, because of the blends of the mix that we have and our capacity to look at the world and to live our lives. We're almost like a computer with infinite upgrades that you never have to replace the hard model in a way, but if we really know how to work it, we can constantly have upgrades of our understanding of who we are and our relationship to the world. And we can be the most vicious, nasty, vile creatures, or we can be the most enlightened, kind, wise creatures. And which side of the coin we're going to fall on is up to us. So it, to me, you know, everything that I've just expressed about the journey that I've had in this lifetime has just made me embrace and appreciate the human experience just in an unparalleled manner. Every day that I'm alive and I get older and older and I say, good God, I really, really cannot believe the magnificence of being incarnated and being alive right now.
That's really beautiful, yes, and I quite agree. We're going to go to a break here, and we'll be right back with Marcia Schaefer.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rocketed to $1,760 an ounce Monday on safe haven buying. Stocks struggled to reach new highs. Silver traded at $34.33. Greece's second bailout program could easily go off the rails and send the nation's debt rocketing to unmanageable levels, according to Fox Business. A 9-page debt sustainability analysis is anything but a vote of confidence in Athens' ability to put its public finances back on a sound footing. And when it comes to buying or selling precious metals, caveat emptor, writes Craig R. Smith. Let the buyer beware is the best rule of thumb. Today's marketplace is fraught with fraud, scams, and hustlers, says Craig Smith, who's been an active trader for nearly half a century. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Also read about Fox dropping Judge Napolitano's show. Get the full story online, SwissAmerica.com, or call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are talking to Marcia Schaefer. Let's see, you call yourself an interdimensional anthropologist? Marcia?
Confessions of an intergalactic anthropologist. I really call myself just rather an unusual business consultant. But other people do call me that, yes, yes.
Okay, well, you know, in a way, it's actually appropriate. Okay, well, thank you for what you've said so far. It's been great, and I appreciate it. What I want to do here is also dial into the chat, and I'm hoping that the phone lines will start to become open, and it looks like they did open them up. So the phone number again is 218-339-8525, and we are going to take callers as we go here. But, Marcia, before we do that, what I'd like you to do is cover, as I was sort of saying before, your
2012 agenda.
2012 and 2013 and what we're kind of entering at this time that we're really in the midst of and how you're feeling about it and maybe some advice to people that may be having anxiety over the whole thing.
Yeah, that's an important topic to a lot of people, and, you know, I personally just look on it with a little bit of amusement. But when I discuss 2012, there's a couple of layers to it. First of all, I am fully convinced there is, as you pointed out, going to be a 2013, a 2014. There is a part of the 2012 agenda where it's become good business for some people. You can always sell disaster and catastrophe. People just seem to always want to buy into that. But there's some deeper layers to it that I want to get into, and on an esoteric level. One, I think that for some people, that the premise of a cataclysm happening to us right now has an extraordinary power over them. Because on a psychic level, I tend to believe that there's a lot of reincarnated Atlanteans living right now, and they're looking around and they're seeing and feeling and sensing a number of similarities to what I believe happened to them back then. Now, this is one of those times when we're not talking empirical, we're talking what people sometimes like to call woo-woo stuff, but not only based on my own memories and knowledge, but also based on the thousands of people that I've worked with through the reincarnational journeys that I've been able to see for them. This seems to have gone on, that there's a lot of people alive today who have lived through a major cataclysm. Now, what this means for them, that if this is true, that in the deep reservoirs of their unconsciousness, there holds a piece of them where they know that life can disappear in an instant on a grand scale. So I think that esoterically, some of that is ringing very true to people. I also think that when it comes to the 2012 phenomenon, that we're really not going to have that type of major cataclysm that a lot of people have been anticipating. I think that it's a possibility. It may have been scheduled for us. But right now, I just don't think that we're on that particular pathway. I think we're on the pathway of regrowth and rebuilding. And what really is going to happen and the degree and scope of it is dependent on us and how much we get our act together and pull together to start to build the seeds of what in some ways could almost be called a new, more advanced type of civilization that we can move forward into. And I think that's what a lot of people here spiritually, whether they realize it or not, are really in the process of doing right now. The 2012 phenomenon, though, does have an intriguing aspect attached to it, because on that particular date that people are affiliating with a Mayan doomsday scenario, there is something happening astrologically that, or is it would be astronomically, I'm not sure. No, I think it's astrologically, excuse me. The planets are lining up, from what I understand, in a linear procession that only happens very, very rarely. And so as I look at that, I happen to wonder, is that going to exert a type of gravitational pull on the planet that could contribute to some increased earthquake and geological activity? It's possible. I don't know. The thing about 2012 is we're only going to really know on that December date of destiny after we get through it what it will have meant to us. But I do not believe at all that it is going to be the type of doomsday scenario. And I think that even from prophetic perspectives, that people who created the doomsday scenario have misinterpreted a lot of what is out there. I think it's really, this is our chance of a potential to really see the birth of a new type of civilization. It reminds me a lot of the beginning of the American Revolution, for example. You know, when we were leading up to those years that took us straight into war, there was a lot of unrest, there was a lot of discontent, and people really did not see that they were going to be birthing a new country and that the United States would emerge out of it in the next couple of hundred years and become what it actually became. People really did not have that idea. You know, they just knew that things weren't right, and then it began to foment that, all right, we're going to break away from England, and maybe we do need our own country. But in that moment of unrest, of civil unrest, was birthed a great nation, one that in many ways was unprecedented in terms of the rapid growth and the achievements and what it established for itself. America really emerged out of discontent. And in some way, I think that that's what we're going to be looking at, is not necessarily the birth of a new America, but I think that this discontent, and a lot of it is going to be social and economic unrest, is going to lead to the birth of something actually good and beneficial for the planet. And I personally believe that there's going to be, you know, as for the next few decades, a lot of things are going to be done very, very differently. I think that businesses are not going to be under the same influence that they have been. I think that we're going to have transactions occur differently. I think that our spirituality and our consciousness is going to emerge to a greater degree. I think we're seeing the beginning of that right now, and that there seems to be a subset of the species who is looking at life with new eyes, and they're saying that, I see life differently, I'm able to access my consciousness differently. I'm able to reinterpret the world differently. Their paranormal skill set is somewhat being turned on. And in countries throughout the world that I work with, I see this repeatedly over and over again. Now, what's unique about this and what's interesting about this is almost like a dualistic paradigm with it. On one hand, we seem to have this emerging new civilization, this new race of man almost being birthed silently right before our eyes. But there's nothing scientific about it. There's no hard evidence of this. This is just kind of anecdotal information. But something is definitely going on with people who are waking up, a term that you like to use, and have even named your own events over it. They're waking up. They're becoming aware to new levels. Something is dramatically going on, and it's spreading like the way a fire leaps, you know, and lights and leaves a burst of flame behind it and eventually becomes a ring that encircles around and lights up the entire region that it's in. Now, where so the paradox comes in is that people who are in this, and I'll call it the New Age culture because a lot of it does lie within the New Age culture, though it's certainly not limited to that. People who are in that culture seem to get really lost in the fact that they think that the world sees things the way they do, and it doesn't. They are still a very, very small demographic part of the population. But they are starting to come together, they're starting to coalesce, they're starting to collaborate, and they're starting to grow, and I think they're going to be much larger. But they sometimes forget, getting to the original point I was making, is that the rest of the world does not see things the way that they see things. They have different values, they have different cultures, and because of this, the rest of the world, the larger population, cannot relate back very well to this burgeoning subgroup of the population that is exploding forth silently, almost underground, and is wanting to live differently, have different values, wants to be able to have the earth back in harmony. They want to be living in a culture where they can live peacefully and prosper and do well. You know, and even bringing in, you know, the Bill of Rights, the, you know, the right to happiness, the pursuit of happiness, or whatever we have in there, in our original founding documents. You know, they want to live in a different type of life, and they get tired of all the negative self direction that has basically raped people for so many years and has held them as a slave type of mentality and kept them disempowered. You know, they're tired of it. They're looking now and they're not trusting anybody, basically, and they just want to do it all over and do it all by themselves. So, you know, there's a lot going on. 2012 is an interesting key point because it's been a rallying cry for many people, but I see it as ultimate opportunity and certainly not anything dismal or anything that we have to worry about collapse. I do think, though, that it's a house of cards out there economically worldwide, and we're going to have to face that and navigate through that somehow. I don't see how we can get around that, though I would love to have that happen. I think it's going to be, that's really what we're going to be dealing with, is economic redistribution, perhaps, and looking at you know, resource availability. But in terms of the Armageddon phenomenon, I just think that's not going to happen. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't fall into that. You know, and I also want to say, too, you know, as I pointed out before, it's big business because I've even heard people that you've interviewed, you know, go on about when there's a cataclysm or there is an event coming up, and I've heard people say, you know, like, Florida's going to fall into a sinkhole and everything. These things never take place. But people develop a very large following through these alarmist, extremist statements that they make. And I just sit there and smile, and they never happen, never take place.
Okay, well, I actually think some of the things that at least people that I interview talk about do happen behind the scenes, and we don't hear about it. So there's that kind of corollary that does go on. I believe that we have, as you say, we've got a great contingent forming, and I do believe alliances are being formed, and I think it's very interesting time in that regard. People are discovering themselves, and they're also discovering people of like mind, and they're starting to work together.
And I think that's actually our incarnational soul group lesson, and I think that's part of why we're here. I think this is what we had to discover during this lifetime, is we have to learn how to do just what you said. We have to learn how to find each other and how to work together, and I think this is our soul group lesson. And if we do this, I think it's like this great big, you know, A-plus that we get as a species. I think that's what we're really here to learn right now in terms of our generation.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate that. I also think that, you know, I mean, to me, the challenge in being human is also to come into recognition of that we are co-creators of reality, and that's what we're exercising here. We're actually experimenting with that realization, that growing realization, and as we recognize our powers in that regard, then exercising it. And, of course, along with that comes destruction on the one hand, creativity on the other. And
responsibility.
Now, yes. And up to now, there's been a huge amount of, you know, a lot of destruction, a lot of very male destruction. I think we're making a transition over into the female, more creative side of that equation. And as a consequence, I think that the future is very hard to pin down, because I think that it's new, and we are creating it as we go. So
I agree completely with you. I have the same belief system. That's just it. And this is really, when we get back to the extraterrestrial component, this is one of the major things they spent decades teaching me. And they taught me in different layers until I finally got it. And that is that you are responsible for the future. And it is changing. It is mutable. And so, therefore, you better, you know, think carefully and you better act carefully. But, you know, I came in, and when I was a young kid, I used to think, oh, you know, things probably just predestined and my life will just go as it is. And then I sobered up quite a bit when I realized through these teachings that, you know, the world that you create for yourself is just that precisely, that you have great responsibility in what unfolds. And, you know, just you were alluding to, we have great responsibility as to what's going to unfold collaboratively. You know, how are we going to come together to get our balance of power out there, so to speak.
Okay, we're going to go to a commercial here, and we'll be right back and take this up again with Marcia Schaefer.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What's ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
And we are live with Marcia Schaefer. I am broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm about to attend the UFO Congress tomorrow and talk with Bob Dean, who's going to be in attendance as well. And meanwhile, Marcia, we have been talking about 2012 and 2013, and I think it's great. I think you have a very refreshing attitude towards it, and I think it's just great to have you talk about that. And I actually share a lot of that with you, in spite of the fact, I know people will be like amazed, because we're kind of conspiracy central over here, obviously, and I get sent, you know, from whistleblowers and other people who work in black projects who have a very dark view of the future, I must say, part of which may be, I hate to say, programmed into them as part of their job description. practically. But
oh, I hear you.
I do think it's an opportunity. I think we're at an opportunity horizon for humanity, and I think that's what's so exciting about where we're at. I think humanity is beginning to come awake, to realize their amazing powers, their amazing gifts. And I think that if everyone would just sort of stop and take sort of stock of where they're at, and then decide to create a new reality for themselves, whatever that happens to be. In other words, in a non-judgmental way, not focused on sort of working for the man, making money that the traditional ways, et cetera, et cetera. And I know it's easy to say and harder to do, but I think creativity is the name of the game. I think that's what's going to save us as a race. I'm really going to be very honest here. And I'd love to hear you sort of address that, Marcia. And we do have a caller, so you know, if you want to maybe speak to that, and then I'll take the caller.
Yeah, just real quickly. That's the key, is beginning to think differently and look at things differently, and take a creative approach and disengage from, you know, I love how you said the man. You know, that's our generation. You know, to disengage from what everybody's telling you what to think, what to do. I mean, come on, do we really have to hear about Lindsay Lohan's latest trial, or can we just send good thoughts to the girl that she, you know, gets herself on track? They're trying to always distract us with things that take us out of our ordinary mundane life and get us more involved with other people, you know, and celebrity gossip and world gossip, so that we don't have to really have time to reflect back on the state of what our lives are like. But if we start getting creative and we start looking at ways to do things differently, how to think differently, how to create new news resources, how to create new business enterprises, how to create new cultural paradigms, you know, then life is going to be able to go on a trajectory into the future and into a timeline that I think we're going to be fairly pleased with. And, you know, I think the next 5, 10, 15, and 20 years are absolutely key. Not concentrating on 2012, you know, we're just past that. I think we really need to be looking at the next few set of years. That old New Age paradigm that gets so tired of being bandied about, and that we hear it all the time, change yourself and then you change everything else. It, you know, it really is true to a degree. It really is. That's really where we have to start doing that. So, you know, the creativity is something that people really need to start tapping into, and I think that's part of the real unique aspect of being human, and we're just so deadened to the way of the world and everything that's so negative around us, and looking at, you know, you often hear me say the CNN version of reality, it just sucks the lifeblood right out of you. And, you know, we need to stop that. We need to be able to start putting that vital pulse back in ourselves, and not only motivating ourselves, it's infectious. It's really infectious, and it affects the people around you, too. And, you know, we are responsible. That's just it. We're responsible. We either change it and, pardon me, get our shit together, or then we accept the world that's being handed off to us. And I, for one, do not care to accept the world that's being handed off to us. And I'm going to do everything that I can during the days that I have here on this planet to make it a better one. I mean, I know it sounds like a lot of New Age boring platitudes, but it's true.
Yes, I quite agree, and well said. So let's see, caller. It looks like you're calling from Europe, caller, and the name here is Vortex. So why don't you go ahead? You're on the air with Marcia Schaefer and Kerry Cassidy.
Hello. Yeah, I'm Chris from the UK. Yeah, I'd just like to say I'd find my own answers and my own solutions to the world. I've always done that. But a few days back, there were 3 days, and I felt like really, really powerful energy, and I actually called it the ultra schism because it was really very powerful, and I couldn't sleep, but I was absolutely fine without sleep. But yesterday I managed to get on top of it, but today I've actually had to sleep during the day because I just felt actually completely worn out. So I'm just in a complete daze, really, at the moment, feeling really strange and sort of finding, really feeling what's the truth and what's not. And it's really interesting doing that, going through that process. I also I had a thought about crop circles. I came across this guy called Rob Buckle, and he was saying that that there's on both sides of the crop circle movement, both the human-made and the alien side, there's agendas on both sides, and that the people who want people to believe in the alien side, they are getting people over that side, and saying that people will be sacked and stuff. And but he was saying that there's a cover up in terms of that actually most of them may be human made, but that doesn't matter because it's the consciousness that people put into the crop circles, and that's maybe something that's not put into the whole equation.
Caller, did you want to ask Marcia a question associated with that?
How powerful we are, would we maybe be even more destructive than the reptilians because we've got all these different parts of alien genetic sentence, maybe that would actually make us potentially more destructive.
Well, you just said something really interesting that would make us more destructive than the reptilians. Now, here I'm going to get controversial, is that you made a lot of presumptions about, first of all, when people talk about extraterrestrial races, whether it's me or anybody else, the general public doesn't know really whether what we're saying is the truth or whether we're making it up or where it's coming from. My own experiences with a number of extraterrestrial races doesn't match what a lot of people say when they talk about them. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because you mentioned the reptilians. And I know that there is a lot of information out there in the New Age circuit that people talk about the reptilians being terrible and being bad. My own belief system is, I think that a good deal of it is probably mythology and coming from channeled material or resources that we don't know. Because my experiences when I have had encounters with races that, if you want to call them reptilian, they would fall into that category, doesn't match a lot of the extreme things that they've been accused of. I found in my own personal experience, and it doesn't mean that this is the truth and that the whole race is that way, but I can only judge and I can only go on and I will only go on what I have experienced, and that's that the races was an advanced society, that they were very strategically focused, they cared about their young. They had their share, their equivalent of what we tend to call culture, arts, you know, music, that type of thing. I just don't buy into this whole reptilian. They're nasty. They want to eat us. They're responsible for holding us down type of paradigm. So I can't go there with you on that, no matter what the question was in terms of, you know, reptilian energy. So, you know, my belief system is very, very different based on personal context.
Well, I'm not even judging that. It's just sort of, I'm sort of tired and I'm also slightly nervous. So I'm just rambling anything that comes out of me. But I feel that I've got all sorts of different strains in me, and certainly the reptilian feels quite strong in me, but it doesn't feel negative. It feels like it's actually a positive thing, and I've actually thought that before. But I was thinking of it in terms of perhaps we are, as humans, we're integrating this reptilian aspect and maybe the negative.
Well, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to share something that I was taught. Now, you'll notice I always use terms such as I was taught or I learned or experienced, because that has to do with my fact of my perspective that everybody has to find their own truth about this and not take any.
Okay, we have to go to a break here. Caller, I'm going to let you go and let Marcia continue. Thank you very much for calling. We're going to break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of heart. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts? Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis? No problem. Cut $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education? Gone. Interior? Energy? HUD? Commerce? Gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and a very apropos song there to start off the second hour with Marcia Schaefer in light of our last discussion there. Marcia, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, very good. What I wanted to ask you was whether or not, you're probably not aware of the recent whistleblower I had on my site, but there was a lot of talk about a merging of Timeline 1 and Timeline 2 that was originally discussed by Dan Burish many years ago. And in my view, there are many timelines, but there seems to be a special emphasis on these two particular timelines and what is thought to be some kind of convergence that's going to happen in this year, 2012. Some people say, one particular person was saying, on the 21st of December, 2012. Have you got any thoughts on that or opinions?
Well, first, to just lay down a baseline, I agree with what you just said in terms of my own belief system is that there are definitely many, many timelines out there. And this is where it gets back into the collective thought again, because I believe that's what's going to determine which timeline is attracted to us and comes our way. As far as referring to a specific Timeline 1 and Timeline 2, I would need to know what is in those timelines that you are referring to. Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yes, of course. Yes. Well, there is, you'd have to go back to the testimony that we got from Dan Burish, but the basics of the Timeline 1 versus Timeline 2 is that Timeline 2 is a much more cataclysmic type of timeline. Apparently, this particular person was asked to look into the future via looking beyond what is called looking glass, which was a technology that was brought onto the planet and used by black projects. And basically, they ran up against a sort of a roadblock around December 21st, 2012, mm-hmm. in which Timeline 1 was taking precedence no matter what they tried to do.
Okay, Timeline 1, was that the cataclysmic one?
No, Timeline 1 much less cataclysmic, although it did have quite a number of cataclysms in it, I have to say. But in basically, it wasn't the sort of thing which was an extinction level event type mm-hmm. thing. So I mean, in some ways it's a general question because it's very hard to pin it down. But
there's a lot of nuances to it. And even in the presentation I gave to your audience back in September, towards the end of the program, when I talked about a different twist in the helix, and I presented the idea of the two different timelines and the two sides of the genetic structure of DNA being affiliated on a calibration level, oscillating just a little differently to each timeline. I was actually dropping a lot of hints in there. I drop a lot of very subtle hints in the things that I do like that. So, I know where you're coming from. I know what you're talking about with this. I personally feel that there were, the second timeline was there, and I think that we've migrated away from it, and we now have the other timeline in place. However, to clarify that, you know, as we were starting to say there, there's an infinite number of timelines. Now, what I'm speaking about, I want to stop again for a moment and say, this is my understanding of reality, this is my understanding of truth, and it doesn't mean that it's ultimate reality or that everybody should adopt it. But from my understanding, from all the teachings I have been through and all the experiences I've been through, that reality is like a never-ending fractal, and each timeline even has almost never-ending fractals going out from it. And that's why it is so important for us to learn how to ride those timelines rather than to just let them swallow us up. And one of the things that was explained to me many years ago through the extraterrestrial connections was that, well, like for your audience, this is not going to sound far out at all. Why am I even hesitating? Was that the people alive today in their lifetime would actually most likely undergo different timelines and wouldn't even know it, and that the population on the planet would potentially have splits on it so that a certain population would go down one timeline, another one would go down another one. And what they explained to me was that our consciousness goes on and off according to the timeline and can be even subtly reprogrammed to a point where we wouldn't even realize what was happening, and we would just go forward in a direction with a collective group of people around us and reassemble our consciousness to a point where we'd never realize that anything different had happened and it would seem like the norm. Now, I don't know if I'm making sense or not trying to convey that type of thought. Usually I predicate it with a lot of explanation teachings leading up to it. But for the purpose of our conversation tonight on a radio show, and your audience is usually so metaphysical and you know, so well-versed in these types of thoughts, right. I think a number of them may understand what I'm saying. So back to the original yes. question of if there are two predominant timelines that are coming towards us with a greater intensity than many of the other timelines that are out there, I tend to agree with the belief that the softer timeline with less upheaval on the planet is the one that we will be facing. I believe that what will most likely be our tendency, and again, you know, listen to my words, I'm choosing them very carefully, that will most likely be our tendency will be economic and social reform. With there's always earth changes going on. There's always earth changes going on. But I think in our lifetime, what we'll see will be less radical events than have been predicted. There's definitely climatic events that are going on. But what the root cause of it, I think people, I really wonder if we do know the root cause of it, even if we are looking at it through metaphysical eyes. I think, really, in my own belief system, what we're going on and doing right now is we're birthing a new root race on the planet. I have no doubt that's what this is all about, in my own belief system.
Sure. Well, some people, I often refer to it as humanity 2.0, although there are, I believe, more than one, and this is where you even get into different timelines, branching off, because I believe that there's more than one race being birthed, if you want to call it a root race, more than one root race simultaneously happening here. And in fact, I talk about, I don't know if you would think about it this way, but the Black Project's side of things has emphasized what I call a robotic human, and that involves using robotics to create another sort of humanity 2.0 that would involve a lot of technology in the human themselves.
Well, that's already well established in our current timeline and in our society. There's already been a lot of work that is done on that.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
I'm not talking about anything insidious, even within the medical realms. I mean, there's been a lot of science and publications and research and things that have gone on for a number of years leading us towards that direction.
Yes, but in terms of, sort of a different race, they are they are working very hard in black projects to create another race. This is well documented. In fact, more than one. Certainly, the Grays have been very hard at work creating a race of hybrids, a certain kind of hybrid. They are changing the atmosphere, and you may be aware of this through chemtrails and even purposefully causing a lot of radiation to enter our atmosphere and messing with our atmosphere altogether to create a more methane-like environment that's more conducive to a certain kind of race. So yes, there is a humanity that is being birthed here, but there is also sort of other kinds of beings that are being created here.
I don't know any of that for a fact. You know, I know that these are theories that are out there, and, you know, someone like you may have talked to people who may be involved in this.
Right.
I don't say that it's not. I'm just saying that I don't know personally about it. You know, my feeling at this point on this planet is anything is possible and everything is possible, and, there's
absolutely
so much that goes on that it's really difficult to keep on top of it. I don't know personally about it, but I wouldn't say that it's not happening. I don't know.
Okay, I've got people in the chat room asking questions as well, so I do want to address a couple of those questions. And let me just say right here that, you know, feel free if there's a question that you don't want to answer or you don't feel, is on topic for you, then feel free to answer it however you wish or don't answer it. You know what I'm saying? In other words, don't feel that you have to address the question. Because
it's going to get really personal.
Well, there are people here who have repeated the question over and over again, want to talk about what your life was like with or has been like with Bob Dean.
I don't answer personal questions.
No problem.
I don't think that, I'm here, I'm happy to talk about information, anything esoteric, but I don't think that's really interesting or anything to talk about.
Okay, and then that's no problem. Another person is asking, Marcia, can a person change places with another aspect of themselves in one timeline?
I'm not sure if I understand the question. They're saying, like, if they look at a future self, is that what they mean?
I think that the idea being that we are simultaneously incarnated into multiple timelines, and I think that that's really what they're addressing. I think it's a bit vague myself.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not so sure if I would answer that right or not. My teachings have been along the lines of what you just said, is that actually, though I do refer to time as past, present, and future, giving it a linear perspective, that it's not, and that it does happen simultaneously in multiple dimensional fields as we experience. In relation to that particular question, may not be answering it exactly, but one of the things that I was taught early on was that we can definitely connect with our other beings in these other dimensional fields, our other states of consciousness, and that information can be swapped back and forth, including great lessons of personal learning. And we can even save ourselves some, I almost want to say, personal heartache in some ways, if we can attach onto that other version of ourselves and really assimilate what they've learned, then there's no need to go through that particular same lesson in this particular pathway or life. So I think when we get into the esoteric side of reality and consciousness, people who have these types of thoughts are very comfortable skimming along this and looking at the potentials and possibilities. But it always amuses me because people who aren't comfortable with this have no idea, what people are talking about and think that it's just crazy. What that has to do with the fact at the heart of this is that the whole true concept of time, space, and reality has been so hidden from mankind. And the only time he ever gets a chance to glimpse it is when he awakens himself and awakens his higher abilities and starting to experience these situations, these thoughts, these encounters, and then he has to reconcile it right back into everyday reality for himself, then it takes on a magnitude and a power where you've got to think, what the heck? Where am I? And what really goes on? What is life really about? But people who don't experience that divert to the regular paradigm of thought of past, present, future. This is all that we know. This is all that can be. And are unable to even wrap their head around the types of questions that are being asked. But I love the idea when people start going into these questions about time and consciousness and realizing that their reality is far more expanded than the independent person who they seem to be right in front of them. And this is the key to our really unraveling what it's all about and our potential power from within. So I love these types of questions that seem so far out there but have to do with time, space, consciousness, and multiple aspects of ourselves. You know, okay, you think about the average person in the state, and their head will explode just talking about it.
We've got a few people asking those sorts of questions. One person is asking, what alien races were you in contact with?
When it comes to the alien races, it's kind of intriguing because one of the things they taught me early on is that they say that they designated a lot of times the names and things to make it easier for us and that they don't really apply to them. So descriptive-wise, some of the classic ones, you know, of course they're the ones that look like us. Now, I'm going to use the name in the classic literature that people always use. You know, people tend to refer to them as Pleiadians, though I believe that there's a number of different variants on the humanoid form. The Pleiadians ones do seem to look like us. I've been told that actually their biochemical, their body chemistry is different internally from us. The classical perception of the grays, though my own personal experience has led me to believe that there would be at least two variations on the gray race. And I think that, I do not know, but I think from what I've seen and what I've witnessed that there is even more than that. As I alluded to earlier, I've had interactions with reptilian races. Now, one of the interesting things that happened at one time with the reptilian races was that they showed two different types of themselves to me, and I'll explain this so that it makes sense. You know, when we look at ourselves as humans, we have people of Chinese ethnic background, we have people of Caucasian ethnic background, we have African background, look differently, but we're still human. What I saw in these two reptilian races who represented themselves simultaneously was two different shapes of faces. One was more of a round, massive, heavy face. The other one was a little bit more of elongated types of features. And what they were trying to convey, as I understood them, was they wanted me to see that.
Sorry about this. We're going to have to pick this up. Sorry, we'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns, an empire replacing the republic, slavery sold as liberty, socialism to save capitalism, a government out of control, unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rocketed to $1,760 an ounce Monday on safe haven buying. Stocks struggled to reach new highs. Silver traded at $34.33. Greece's second bailout program could easily go off the rails and send the nation's debt rocketing to unmanageable levels, according to Fox Business. A 9-page debt sustainability analysis is anything but a vote of confidence in Athens' ability to put its public finances back on a sound footing. And when it comes to buying or selling precious metals, caveat emptor, writes Craig R. Smith. Let the buyer beware is the best rule of thumb. Today's marketplace is fraught with fraud, scams, and hustlers, says Craig Smith, who's been an active trader for nearly half a century. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. Also read about Fox dropping Judge Napolitano's show. Get the full story online, SwissAmerica.com, or call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come.
And okay, this is Mary Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Marcia Schaefer. Marcia, you were just completing a thought, describing, I guess, some different beings. Do you want to finish that thought?
I'm trying to remember where I left off on which one.
We're sort of describing.
One of the things I think I'll just leave off on is something that I think it's left out of the equation and is really important. One of the things I learned along the journey was that we can get really caught up in the extraterrestrials that are out there, those in the biological or physical form, but what really took my interest along the way were ones that didn't have need of a biological body. And they struck me as extremely advanced, advanced beings that had a tremendous amount of wisdom. And this is where my direction focused on was earning the privilege of spending time with them. And this is what turned me around into understanding that it was really all a spiritual journey, and that the extraterrestrial, the biological entities and everything that was out there, they're all an aspect of it. They're one side of a multifaceted equation, but it's really all about the spiritual journey, and those that could help me understand myself better, help me understand humanity better, and help me become a wiser, better person were the ones where I really began to focus on as I grew older. And that's, to me, what's more important. The extraterrestrial component is important because it helps us reframe who we are. It helps us understand who the human really is, and that he's really not locked into this little tiny corner with these very established parameters of what his life should be, that it's something much, much greater than that. But I think we tend to get caught up into the extraterrestrial phenomena, and we have the same risk of being caught on a particular pathway. One of the things that they have taught me over and over again is basically when you think you have the answer, you don't. There's always so many more layers, and there's always so many more aspects of looking at something that adds a richness to it. And so, you know, when people start moving into, as I said, you know, the questions of time, space, consciousness, and reality, I think they're really more on target, and that's what the extraterrestrial phenomenon really brings to the table. Apart from all, you know, the quibbling when we want to talk about our reptilians, or, you know, people who call the Anunnakis or Pleiadians or Greys or whatever, let's not get too, you know, we want to learn about it. We want to learn about who they are. We want to learn about who we are. But I don't want to see humanity again being taken for another ride for a few thousand years where he locks down his understanding of just how powerful he can be.
Okay, very good. I'm actually looking to see what else is going down in the chat room here, and also on the phone line, if anything. In the meantime, Marcia, I wonder if you want to address the idea that there could be more than one version of reality, or more than one version of Earth as we know it. Do you want to approach that subject?
Well, you know, this gets wrapped up again in the whole giant ball of wax, you know, called consciousness. And this is something that mankind has been trying to figure out since, I think, since he ever just popped from the womb and looked around him millions of years ago. You know, when we talk about different aspects of reality, there's two ways to look at it. Is again, it goes back to, we can look at it talking about from a strictly metaphysical sense, and we can look at it also in terms of introducing these types of concepts back into society in a way that more people will begin to look at them. You know, multiple aspects of reality, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely. You know, and this is part of the introduction of who we are on the greater scope of things beyond the Earth sense of human. You know, multiple aspects of reality is something that can be very hard for somebody to digest in terms of, you know, it just scares them a lot in terms of breaking the world apart further than they're ready to see. But I think this is what we really have to get into. Particularly, one of the things that happens as we expand our consciousness is that we learn that we're more than the physical body. And oftentimes, you know, many people have the capacity to get out of their body, to travel on a soul basis. Not only has this been recorded throughout mystical history and philosophical history for a long time, I'm sure there's many people in your audience who've done it. I've done it. I wouldn't be surprised if you've done it. You know, it's nothing that's that uncommon. But what it does is when we can do it in full consciousness and awareness, then we can see a form of life that is not the same as the everyday life that we experience, such as you and I talking on this radio show right now. And then we can begin to understand these different levels of realities, these different forms of consciousness that are all around us. I tend to kind of look at it as almost another version of a globe like the Earth is, and that there are dimensions that are closer to us, the way that those of us who are here in the United States at this moment, the countries that are closer to us are Canada and Mexico. Those in Europe, you know, France is closer to Spain. If you were to translate those labels for dimensional states of awareness, I feel that in the context of reality, that there are certain states of dimensional awareness that are closer to our state of being and who we are. And thus we're able to tap into them more easily than some of the other fields of consciousness and awareness and reality that are out there. And what happens is in these states and in these fields, they become a little bit more accessible and a little bit more, I don't want to say popular, but let's take, for example, what's often called the astral plane. I feel that something that's very close to us here, it's a different state of consciousness than we're used to. We can find a lot of spirit activity on that level, not a lot of really highly evolved consciousness necessarily, but it's something that is more accessible, just the way it's easier to get across the border from the United States to Canada than it is to go over to Germany. Germany being a metaphor for a further, more deeply involved dimensional field that may be not as close or as accessible to the everyday human. So we've gotten me off on a little bit of a tangent there in terms of consciousness, reality, and accessible states and what's out there.
Right.
But it's just
someone is asking also if you think that there was a switching of timelines. Again, you know, I'm not sure if they're kind of repeating their questions, simply not kind of grasping some of the things you're saying because you're, you know, it's going by in a stream and we're jumping around a lot. But if you want to address that question in terms
of... Well, let me just try to capitalize what I was trying to get across before. In my understanding, in my belief system, there are multiple timelines going through all the time. You know, and think of the analogy of an ocean being filled, really, of many, many different drops of water. Imagine if in that ocean, each drop of water is its own different timeline. And so I believe we come across many of them, and they're changing and altering all the time, that there isn't necessarily one predominant field of time that we go into. And I got to stop and say, this is only a belief system. This isn't science. This isn't based on any type of fact. This is a belief system. But I believe that there isn't necessarily a dominant, you know, timeline out there. I believe that we come across multiple ones based on our consciousness and our awareness, and then that becomes our reality. And, the, you know, and again, this is kind of esoteric mumbo-jumbo metaphysical stuff that some people other people go, she's just full of, you know what.
Well, I mean, but actually, you know, in a certain sense, because we are nearing a lot of Mayan prophecies about 2012, a lot of things that people are getting out in the mainstream in terms of different points of view as to what kind of future is in front of people. Timelines and multiple timelines and one or two, because we had certain whistleblowers emphasizing timeline one and timeline two recently. This is why it's on their minds, and it's understandable. I want to say that there's also a huge aspect to being a human that involves time travel, and that there's a key to our understanding time travel and understanding who we are, because I believe we are time travelers. And that is something I wonder if you will address in that format, if you will.
I will, but I you know, you may not like what I'm going to say about it, because I will say, yes, I agree with you, but I don't believe that information that should be out in the common populace, because I don't think humanity is ready for it, and I think it will be more destructive than positive. Now, what happens with esoteric information that doesn't belong out in the common population is you never have to worry about that, because it's deemed so far out and so esoteric and so ridiculous that it's scoffed at and not considered seriously. But I do personally believe that things such as time travel, things that I will tell you I would have scoffed at earlier in my life, definitely have a place in the scheme of things and have a potential. But again, the good thing is most people outside of the esoteric realms will think that that is such baloney and such nonsense that I don't think we have to really worry too much about that.
Okay, well, what happens is, you know, we have a lot of people writing to us in Camelot, and everyone is experiencing all sorts of sort of metaphysical experiences, paranormal experiences, things of this
nature. Yeah, this is the demographic subgroup I was referring to. And then, you know, we talk differently, we express ourselves differently because we have a common ground of understanding these types of things.
And so, in as a matter of fact, in understanding multiple timelines, if you begin to understand that you can travel between them and that you might even from moment to moment, second to second, not necessarily always be here in this timeline. It's a really fascinating, it's something physicists are looking into.
I was just going to say that a number of years ago there was some research in that area, and, you know, one of the thoughts on that is that consciousness pulses on and pulses off.
Yes.
And that seems to follow along the train of thought that you're getting at, that, you know, the consciousness pulses on, and it's in this timeline, and when it, you know, in that infinitesimal partial of a second, when it pulses off, there's a lot of potential there. But that that's when I refer to oscillation rates. It's similar to that type of concept, that we seem to oscillate at a certain frequency, and that oscillation rate brings us to certain timelines based on some attractive principles that are there.
Okay, I've got somebody else asking, is it possible some beings from other star systems are trapped and tricked into being here and that they don't have a mission as such?
I would have absolutely no idea. You know, I can make up some bullshit, but I'm not going to. I really have absolutely no idea.
Okay, well, I think that underneath that question, though, there is sort of an unasked question, which is the implication that the person asking it might be wondering, is it possible that they were tricked into coming here and that they are tricked and therefore don't have a mission? I think that that's actually a state of not recognizing what the reason is. In other words, if you're here, there's a mission. It's an implied it's basically implied by you having come here, but not knowing what that is another matter.
My own experience in working with people within those realms is that, you know, and from people that I've worked with, there has always been, doesn't mean there always is, but there's always been a tacit agreement of coming back here. Some have come back here more reluctantly. You know, it's kind of almost like, you know, I know this will be good for me, I'll do it. Not to say that it's not out there, only so that I haven't encountered anybody who did not want to come back here. You know, again, it's almost like, you know, my parents are making me type of thing, and I know in the bottom line that it'll be good for me and I'll do this, but I'm not going in there full-heartedly, or, you know, or I have mixed feelings about it. Especially, you know, if it's going to be a difficult or a challenging life. I think that sometimes people are... I'll use very simple words that really are taken from our everyday life. You know, it's almost like a little bit of manipulation and arm twisting on a spiritual level. But the fact of the matter is that they know that it will be beneficial for them and it will be worth the experience to do it. Life isn't always what we want it to be. You know, one of the things that I learned through one of my teachings is that sometimes the worst lifetime we can ever have is a lifetime that is very comfortable, filled with material riches, because we do no spiritual growth sometimes during those lifetimes. And then we get done and we say, oh my God, I wasted this whole experience that I could have had because I didn't challenge myself and I was so comfortable with the status quo.
Exactly, and very well said. Some people are also thinking that perhaps, let's see if I can get their exact question here. What if we feel we already came here and did it? We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back. Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief.
Okay, just is Gary Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Marcia Schaefer. And Marcia, we only have about less than 15 minutes left in the show, and I want to be sure that you sort of put out there your website and sort of how people can contact you if they want to hear more from you, if they'd like to work with you in some capacity.
You can always find me through my website, which is beyondzebra.com. I really don't get out there that much deliberately. I work behind the scenes, spend most of my time that way with people in individual sessions. So I'm going to be moving more to group work online in the next year to couple of years. So if you want to find out more, I definitely recommend you go to beyondzebra.com. It's a large website. There's a lot of information there. I am not for everybody. I mean, you know, there's many different flavors of ice cream, and this is a time when people want a lot of different flavors. I have a very different approach from a lot of people out there. Some people, I'll be honest, some people love me, some people can't stand me. So, you know, take a look and see if you think that this is a fit for you and if it's something that's comfortable for you. The reason I'm a little bit different is, I guess I can say this and I can say it on this air, you know, I just don't get into a lot of bullshit. Even though a lot of esoteric information really is bullshit to the regular world, I feel that we need to take it in a way and make it workable and make it practical, and we need to cross demographics. We need to make a difference. We're here on our own spiritual journeys. That's great. But I really feel we all need to be the best that we can be in this lifetime and really make it count. And part of that has to do with taking all these crazy things that we tend to love talking about and discussing, timelines, extraterrestrials, etc., and giving it the type of foundation where we can take it back into the rest of society and make these ideas attainable for the rest of the people that are out there, so they're at least willing to look at them. Now, this is happening through many different avenues. It's happening through advances in science. It's happening through advances in technology. It's happening through people exploring their consciousness to a greater degree. But, you know, the way that I come across is I'm very action-oriented, and I really want to see results, and I really want to see people making a difference. So I'm, you know, not your classic psychic. I'm not your classic consultant. And, you know, it's a very directed niche group that I put myself into. And it's for people who really want to find out the most that they can about themselves to actualize it, not to rely on a psychic or anyone to tell them what to do, who really want to be in control of their lives, but also have not just esoteric and spiritual direction, but really hard, hands-on, real-world direction on how to position yourself that you can make a difference in for your unique circumstances. So that's what I do.
Yeah.
Your audience, I know your audience really loves extreme esotericism, and, you know, and I'll get out there to a point, but I always rein it back in.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's hard to, you know, generalize about what goes on out there. I do think, based on the questions coming in the chat, I've got one question coming over and over again. They tend to repeat their questions if they don't get them answered, so I'm going to ask you anyway.
Okay.
This person is asking, what are we supposed to do if we feel we've been here and done it, so to speak, but they have incarnated? And I think that she, you know, to just preface that, I want to say that you have already answered this question. But, you know, the bottom line is that as a soul, if you came here, there's a reason, all right? And you need to challenge yourself. That's the bottom line. It's not that you came here and you've been here and did it. You actually came back because you didn't complete something and you want to do something. So it's finding out what that something is. But Marcia, go ahead and
okay,
and
well,
answer.
My take on it is, since I don't know the unique circumstances that the person's, you know, really trying to frame this around, they'll talk about what I've seen in generalities from reincarnational standpoint. And note that, you know, when I talk about reincarnation, as I said before, I'll use past. We know there's no real past, present, and future. It's simultaneous, but I'm going to use those terms. You know, if somebody's asking me, what if I came here and I did it and I'm still here, then it seems to me that they're asking, like, you know, why am I still here? What I've seen in general trends from working with people is that when you reincarnate and you do really finish up what you were here to do, two things happen. you either can stay and you can start new activities in your life, or some people kind of coast and they just have a very nice, simple lifetime and they spend some time there. But what I've seen is the majority of souls tend to exit. Most people are pretty industrious on the soul and the spirit level, and usually they say, I've finished up my life, I'm ready for the next activity for my spiritual growth, and they usually exit within some time, but not always. And then it gets to what you are driving at, is that many times we think we've done what we've come to be, you know, what we came here for, but it's not always self-evident, and sometimes there's some surprises around the curve. I have learned so much through these sessions with people. I've learned about civilizations for which we've lost records for, and I'm not talking about Atlantis. There are other lost civilizations, too. I've learned about people and patterns of behavior and trends and soul lessons and how people have worked things out. And I've seen thousands and thousands of very ordinary lives that we've spent time trying to learn some emotional lesson or some spiritual lesson or cover some ground that we might do 3 or 4 or 5 lifetimes in a particular learning area, whether it's scientific or educational, etc. I've seen a lot, and there's a lot to be learned from trend analysis of what goes on with us as well as our own individual pathways, and I think there should be some more work done in that area. So, you know, as I said, you know, I hope I've answered some questions for your audience. You know, I love being here. I love being with you. I love offering, you know, how I see the world. And as I said, I get it to be a bit of a stickler because it's so important to me that people stop telling each other, this is what the truth is. This is what aliens are all about. This is who's out there. This is what spirituality is. This is what reality is. And we all have our own rights to our own opinions and our own responsibility to figure it out for ourselves. So I get to be a bit of a stick in the mud about some questions and some perspectives because I'm absolutely adamant on that we not only have the right, we have the responsibility to have our own voice and our own opinions and figure it out for ourselves. And, you know, rather than me coming on and saying, this is how it is, this is truth, this is what you have to believe, this is what I've known, this is what I've experienced, is the preferential way I prefer to go about it.
Okay. Now, in terms of the future and in terms of the consultations you're doing right now with executives and so on, is there anything that you can tell the listeners, that kind of advice that you're maybe giving as, you know, maybe repeatedly to various people that are coming to you at this time? Is there any similarity in their request, if you get my question?
Well, first I just want to clarify is, you know, executives, they're a percentage of what I do, but I work with all kinds of people, you know, not just executives. I work with professionals. I work with lay people. I work with, you know, people who are just questioning on the path. There is no particular primary demographic. It really spans a large bell curve. But in terms of what you're asking, so many people right now are at the point of, where do I fit in? You know, they know that they're here for a reason. They want to know how they fit in particularly in what particular niche, and it differs for people. I have seen, though, there are about 9 major groups of reform that people tend to be focusing on. And this is actually where I'm going in the coming year with the work, is I'm going to be pulling people together in these groups. They range from a large lot of people just want to be involved in the awakening of consciousness and people being out there. There's spiritual reform, there's economic reform, there's educational reform, there's health reform. There's a major preponderance coming up on the horizon, I believe, of emerging lifestyle communities where people will be congregating to live where they can share common values and share community activities and redefining community at the ground level along with their own relationship to the planet and nature. I think we're going to see a huge, huge surge of these lifestyle communities, and they're going to start in key pockets around the world. I've already seen people starting to migrate there. I've seen people already, you know, builders and developers building communities that I've worked with. You know, they're environmental, they're ecological, they're spiritual, but they're also very grounded. But they're giving us a new place to live where you have a common ground. And, you know, it's kind of like being in your own demographic in a way. And that demographic has the priority of, God damn it, I'm sick of the world and the mess that it's in. And I not only want to live in a better world, I'm going to do whatever I can to make it happen in my lifetime. We really are the new revolutionaries, just wrapped up in a new form.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. Okay, so I'm looking to see if there's any last... Is there anything you want to say, just in general, to the audience? Because there's only a few minutes before...
Yeah, you know, just, you know, don't let anybody usurp your reality, your truth, and tell you what the future is going to be. That is the biggest false agenda that's out there when you talk about conspiracies. Don't let anybody do that. The future, the secret, the real secret is that the future is whatever you choose it to be. And, you know, if we come together collectively and we say, enough already, you know, and we just start, stop sitting around chanting Om and get right down to it and rebuilding society the way we want to see it, it absolutely can happen, and that's what will scare the pants off of everybody, you know, who's into the old way of lifestyles and the world. Absolutely, the world can be, you talk about terraformed, it can be social formed or whatever you want to talk about. Civilization can be reshaped.
This does relate to a question being asked over and over again. What if you think your thoughts are not your own, in essence? That's the question. I think she has answered it, but go ahead, Marcia, and give
well,
me another
shot. That's interesting because that has a lot to do with media and cultural influences. And, you know, even just when you sit down and you watch a TV program, that pervades into your consciousness. It can infiltrate into your dream state. You know, I talk a lot about the emergence of the ancient initiate in the 21st century. And this is one of the things you have to do is...
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.